Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the rinse.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
Born Over News!
The only news source that cooks its host because it's hot as a mug out here in these streets right now, folks. Oh my god. I mean, the only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related. And we don't bore you. We get into it. Let's do it, baby. Let's talk some anime and manga while I cook over here because it's hot. And before we get started, if you would hit that subscribe button and that bell, I'd greatly appreciate it. You'd get these videos in your inbox. I'd get you to watch We All Win. Hit the subscribe button now. Domo, domo, domo. Okay, people, and first on the chopping block, or well, it's not a chopping block because we're just going to get straight into it. Naruto Top 99. Now, in case you ain't hear about it, it's been for months now that Shonen Jump, Shueisha, and all parties involved created this big event for the anniversary of Naruto in the form of a Naruto Top popularity poll for several different aspects, including like best battles and things like that. But in particular, they did the 99 most popular characters of the Naruto franchise, and people voted. But here was the catch: the top 20 winners of this would get new art from the original creator of Naruto, Masashi Kishimoto himself. He would be drawing new art of each character in the top 20. However, the number one winner of this whole shebanga would get their own manga. Masashi Kishimoto would draw an original manga regarding this character and pretty much give it a little bit of a story and all of that good stuff. So a lot of people weren't necessarily voting for, yo, that's my favorite character, or yo, dog, I think that's the most popular character. They were voting for, I want him to get a manga, I want her to get a manga, I want them to get a manga. Like, that's what the mindset was for this popularity poll, because we're gonna go through each placing of the top 99. Now, I talked briefly about some of this in a previous video, but we're gonna go straight through. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is going to be a hefty one. Coming in at 99, Kohata. 98, Ninja Cats. I thought they were filler. Were they really in the manga? 97, Gamatatsu. And forgive me, this is a little bit blurry, so I'm trying to read the names best I can. Number 96, Monkey King Enma, aka that's the monkey that Sarutobi summoned in his battle against Orochimaru. Number 5, Yugito, one of the Jinchuriki. Number 94, Gengetsu Hozuki, one of the Mist Swordsmen. No, he was the second Mizukage. Got you. Number 93, I'm going to stop saying number. I'm just going to say 93. Mu, the second Tsuchikage. You've seen him in the fourth grade Shinobi War. 92, Fool. You fool. 91, Tonton, because apparently Tonton has a fan base. That was super trolls. I don't care what anyone says. And I'm sure they would have loved to make Tonton number one on this one. Number 90, Omoi. Shout outs to Omoi. He did some things even in Boruto. Good stuff. 89, Hanzo. Hanzo, man. Yo, fam went up against the legendary Sannin and gave them their name. Beast. It was Pain that took him out, but Beast. 88, Granny Chiyo. So from number one in the top battles to 88 in the popularity poll. Right. 87, Pakun. Shout outs to our dogs. You know what I'm saying? God backwards, the dog, dig it. 86, Choji. Okay, at least he made the top 100. 85, Otoha. Is that the name? I want to say it's Otoha. That was 85. Where's 84? Okay, 84. They put 83 twice for whatever reason. 84, Shizune. Oh, it was a tie. Gotcha. 84, Shizune. Shout outs to Shizune. 83, Gamabunta. 82, Hanabi. 81, Ten Tails. The Ten Tails really got a fan base? Okay. I mean, well, a lot of people was real hyped for the Ten Tails, although you could throw the argument whether it lived up to the hype or not. 80, Mikoto Uchiha. I believe that's Sasuke's mama. Mama, Uchiha, my Sharingan itches. 79, Anko in her prime. 78, Hikaku Uchiha. Who the hell was that? And why isn't she in the actual story, dog? She must have been, like, in a flashback. And people were like, yeah, like, I would love a story about her. We're in that time anyway. Put a female Uchiha manga story out. I'm just saying, Kishimoto, what are you doing? 77, Shikaku, a.k.a. Shikamaru's pops. 76, Yahiko. 75, Zetsu. Pretty much one of the final villains and somebody that manipulated the entirety of history. 74, Hayate Gekko. 73, Utakata. 72, Yagura, the fourth Mizukage. 71, Samui. Gotta love Samui. She had a lot of love to give, and it was very, moo. 70, Darui. 69, Danzo. He's probably getting 69 right now, wherever he's at. But he's burning my... 68, Ashura. Shouts to Ashura. That's my guy. 67, Akamaru. 66, Hamura. Wow. Okay, Otsutsuki getting love. 65, Karin. 64, May, the fifth Mizukage, she looked great. 63, Kagami Uchiha, would have loved the manga on him. 62, Kankuro. 61, Konohamaru. Oh, snap. Well, you know, hype, I guess you would say in Naruto Shippuden, especially when he took out the pain, but yeah. 60, Suigetsu. 59, Kabuto. 58, Tayuya, is that how you pronounce it? Tayuya? That's one of the sound four ninja, if I'm not mistaken. 57, Genma. 56, Shino. 55, Hagoromo. That feels low for Hagoromo. I don't know. Likewise with 54, Asuma. Like, I would have thought Asuma would be, like, top 20, maybe 30. 53, Rin. 52, Killer B. Yo, my guy, Killer B should have been top 10. 51, Kiba. 50, Indra. So people rock with Indra more than Ashura. Hey, at least Indra got picked for one thing. He wasn't picked by his pops to be the successor, but he got picked by the people. Yeah. 49, Might Die. My guy might die. 48, Izuna Uchiha. Another one. Give him a manga. What are you doing? Kishi. Kishimoto Senpai. 47, Kimimaro. Okay, all right. The bone collector up in the house. 46, Kakazu. 45, Hiruzen Sarutobi, aka the man that seemingly adopted Naruto but left him on his own his entire life. Good going, Sarutobi. You really did Naruto a good justice. I mean, hey, he turned out great in the end, so it is what it is, but I don't know, Sarutobi, you're a little cold-hearted there, buddy. 44, Ino. 43, Tendo. That's the one of the pains. Is that the main pain? Was that his name? I thought he was just called Pain. 42, Sai. 41, Mito Uzumaki. Who voted Mito? Like, shout-outs to Mito for making it all the way up there. 40, Kisame. 39, Yamato. That's high for Yamato. I don't even know if I would have voted him in the top 50 for me personally. 38, Tamari. 37, Konan, although she is top 5 in our hearts because what she did, dog, on that battlefield, GOAT. 36, the ramen guy. The ramen guy made it 36. I bet people were trying to make him number 1, too. 35, Tenten, she shouldn't even be in top 100. We're going to just stop. Tenten, no, please. 34, Haku. 33, Kaguya. Kaguya at 33. Hey, all right. Kaguya, you disappointed the entire Naruto fandom at the very end. Okay. 32, Zabuza Momochi. 31, Nagato. 30, Ashina Uzumaki. That was just people voting because they wanted him to get a manga. No, who is he? Wasn't even in the story. He's probably in one panel. 29, Tsunade. 28, Fugaku. That would have been a cool manga about Itachi and Sasuke's pops. 27, Tobi. Deidara Senpai! 26, Iruka. 25, Kushina. Hey, Naruto's moms, let's go. 24, Hidan. Legend has it he's still alive till this day. 23, Orochimaru-chan. Yo, he got the Jordan number 2. Yo, Orochimaru is Michael Jordan, confirmed. That's why he don't like hip-hop, confirmed. What the fuck am I saying? 22, Kurama, aka the one that Masashi Kishimoto himself said wanted to win. He wanted Kurama to be at the very least in top 10, top 20. 21, Mike Guy, shout-outs to the spirit of youth. 20, Rock Lee. All right, my guy Lee got some. Hey, not only does he got his own anime airing right now called Marshall Magic and Muscles. No, that's not him. I'm just playing Marshall Magic and Muscles is Mosh. Mosh burned dead. 19, Sazuri. 18, Neji. Oh, God, Neji. 17, Deidara. 16, Hashirama. A Hashirama manga, probably not needed because we got a lot of Hashirama in the manga and anime, but okay. 15, Gaara. 14, Tobirama Senju. 13, Shikamaru. Yo, my God, Shikamaru made it. Hi. 12, Jiraiya. There we go. He got snubbed in the big battles poll, but he's up here at number 12. I rocked with it. 11, Obito Uchiha. And now onward to number 10 and on, as well as Masashi Kishimoto's interview. Coming in at number 10 with 144,484 votes is Hinata Hyuga. And I am very happy to see Hinata in the top 10. One of the characters that constantly gets snubbed. No, she's not enough. She's too quiet. She didn't do this. She didn't do that. She didn't deserve Naruto. All of the slander our girl has taken over the years. And she caught a dub. She made it top 10, which I ain't gonna lie was a little bit surprising considering this is every character in Naruto, okay? Like, there's characters that you're not gonna believe didn't make this list. However, our girl Hinata Hyuga did, so have to throw a little bit of kudos to our girl, don't I? Then at number 9 is, you know him, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Uchiha Madara, with 144,947 votes. I'm gonna keep it real. I felt like this was very low for my guy, okay? Like, I wanted him to win, let alone be, you know what I'm saying, top 5 or something. Like, they got my guy at number 9. I ain't gonna hate. I'm glad that he at the very least made the top 10. That's very sick. But at the same time, I feel like, no, why my guy only number 9? Madara is the most badass character in all of Naruto. What are they doing to me, fam? What's going on here, dog? But yeah, I don't want to be too angry, too upset about it. So it is what it is. Madara at number 9. Number 8. Again, another shocker. Honestly, this entire list is just shocking as heck because, again, this is the most popular characters. This was voted on worldwide. But number 8, Sasuke Uchiha with 170,665 votes. You would think Sasuke would be in the top 3, right? Or top 5 at the very least. But definitely, you would think Sasuke would be top 3 because he's one of the main characters. Damn near, it felt like oftentimes he was the main character of the Naruto story. So to see him at number 8 is like, whoa. Like, are people just off the whole Sasuke archetype? Are they off Sasuke in general? Did Boruto turn people off to Sasuke? Like, what is going on here, folks? Like, number 8? But okay. I don't want to be too upset about it. Number 7, pretty good surprise. I would have loved for him to have won, to be honest with you, just to get an original manga from him. But we got Sakumo Hatake, aka the White Fang, aka Kakashi's father, which is a shocker to see him in here, with 170,940 votes. Like, the fact that he went over Sasuke, this was, I'm going to guarantee, a lot of vote manipulation, so to speak, in terms of people that wanted to see characters get their own manga. And they were like, I don't want Sasuke to get his own manga. He already got, you know, his spin-off series with Sakura and stuff like that. Let's get something else. So that's why I'm going to attribute the White Fang being over Sasuke. Because in reality, come on now, come on. And then at number 6 is another one that is like, yeah, that's probably the same reasoning of like, dog, he already had 700 chapters of a manga. What more do you want? Because my guy, Naruto Uzumaki, the main character, at number 6 with 182,911 votes. I feel like the whole situation of giving somebody their own manga really maybe should have been separate from the character popularity poll, because this is just not a correct reading of popularity. Like, Naruto is not less popular and down there with the White Fang than some of the other characters from the series. I mean, it was called freaking Naruto, so definitely a little bit of, like, you can see that the fact that the winner got their own manga is what manipulated a lot of these votes. Now, number 5, I'd like to see my guy on here, Kakashi Hatake, with 212,403 votes. Love to see him on here. It's crazy that he's over Naruto and Sasuke. What the heck is going on? But again, maybe people wanted that Kakashi manga. Who knows? Number 4, a character that to this day, I still would love some more content on him. We had those original episodes in the Shippuden anime that told a little more of his tale of what happened with Danzo. But this is a very, very interesting character. Shisui Uchiha. That was Itachi's best friend that it was said Itachi killed him, but he basically did himself in so that Danzo couldn't get his eyes, with 279,062 votes. My God, yo. That's a lot of votes. Then at number 3, I ain't gonna lie, I thought thought that this character was going to win it again, because I spoke about it in a previous video, but this character won the best battles in all of Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, along with Granny Chiyo. I'm talking about Sakura. Sakura Haruno, with 489,619 votes. Now, here's the thing, too. I've seen apparently over the interwebs that there was some Facebook groups that got together and they wanted to basically ruin the Naruto popularity poll by fudging votes, and that they were botting Sakura votes because they thought it'd be funny, which is like, get a life. Please get a life. Like, by no means am I, well, I probably would have been disappointed, but I'm not saying get a life because Sakura would have won or because Sakura won that previous poll. I'm saying get a life because, yo, why are you manipulating this because you think it'd be funny? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, grow up. But either way, Sakura at number three. That's crazy. Over Naruto, Sasuke, and Kakashi. Like, absolute madness. But then, number two and number one, I don't know if y'all may have guessed it, because number two is our guy, the Weasel himself. Yes, Itachi means Weasel. Itachi Uchiha, with over 500,000 votes, 505,014 votes. Itachi at number two, that's about where I'd expect him to be honest with you. But then number one, I already knew it was going to happen. Well, I was scared for a minute, I'm going to lie. I thought Sakura was going to take it. But the person that is getting their own original manga drawn by Masashi Kishimoto, that more than likely is going to get an anime adaptation at some given point, is Minato Namikaze, the fourth Hokage, Naruto's father, Boruto's grandfather, Kushina's husband, like, yeah, all of that, with 792,257 votes. Congrats, Naruto fans, we did it. We got a really cool character that's on the way with his own manga, as well as original art for, I think it was the top 10, if I'm not mistaken. It could have been 20, but I'm pretty sure it's 10. This is freaking insane. Huge. Now let's also read Masashi Kishimoto's letter to the fans. Thank you for the incredible amount of votes. It was fun seeing how results varied from region to region. I was shocked to see Minato at the top for all regions, and the fact that Sakura is so beloved by many people around the world made me proud as a writer. I'll tell you the truth, I was actually rooting for Kurama. Hey! I was planning on drawing only the top 20 characters. Also, he's doing the top 20, but I really want to add Kurama, who was close at 22nd. Okay, so it's the top 20 that are getting art. So I ended up including him and Guy, who was in 21st place. Sorry for completely ignoring the original plan to have the top 20 characters for the 20th anniversary because of my personal attachment. Right now, I'm working on the short manga for Minato, who placed first. While trying to make a story that would match the expectations of his fans, I ended up with more pages than I had originally anticipated. Let's go! Go giving us more! Please look forward to the secret story behind Minato's jutsu. Oh my god, one of my peoples had actually called that if Minato won, that they were going to give a Rasengan backstory for Minato. Like, sounds about right. I want to thank you all very much again for voting. Masashi Kishimoto, creator of Naruto. Man, clap it up. This was awesome. I'm so happy that they actually took the time to give the Naruto fandom something really dope like this. This whole Naruto Top 99 voting, it kind of brought back the fandom. I think it was a great marketing ploy as well to get people to care about the franchise again, because, you know, Boruto has kind of brought people a little bit up out of it. But there you have it, folks. That was the top 99 most popular characters of Naruto, although I'll be honest with you, this list is out of whack just because a lot of people were voting for, I want this person to have a manga, and not, I like this person's an awesome character, because some of the people that made it into the top, like, the White Fang, literally was never present in any of the timelines, like, all we've seen him is in, like, what, a couple of flashbacks, and, like, the time he sat with Kakashi, when Kakashi was on Death's Door. I am still gonna argue that might have been a mistake to include that whole prize at the end of the tunnel just to get more people to vote. That's why it's just like all out of whack. We had trolls voting Sakura. Like, shout outs to Sakura making a top three. That's still very, very impressive. And Sakura and Boruto, she's top three, no doubt, top five, somewhere around there. But Naruto Shippuden, either way, ganbatte kudasai to all of the Naruto characters. I gotta stop saying Naruto, people are really gonna get pissed off at me. Naruto! But up next, a different story, not Naruto. Let's jump into it. Because a major manga that has sold millions and millions of copies has been banned. That's right, they straight up outright banned it in certain areas of, you guessed it, Florida. Florida. Let's read this article because I'm still a little baffled, but at the same time, I kind of understand in a way. Assassination Classroom manga removed from Florida Wisconsin School Library. Oh, I didn't even know it was Wisconsin as well. So not only Florida, Wisconsin School Libraries. Interesting. Gifford Middle School in Eastern Florida removed the Assassination Classroom manga from its library last month after receiving complaints from groups. Who are these groups? The Elmbrook School District in southeastern Wisconsin similarly removed the manga from its electronic library last month after a complaint by a parent. The series is facing challenges in other states as well. In the Assassination Classroom manga and its adaptations, a class of middle school students are tasked to assassinate their homeroom teacher, who is really an alien with superpowers, before it destroys Earth at the end of the school year. Gifford Middle School removed these books from the series, which has illustrations of students with guns in a classroom, from its library. According to Jennifer Pippin, chair of the Indian River County chapter of Moms for Liberty, the books were inappropriate considering the recent school shootings in the U.S., Pippin added. Another group from Florida, the Citizens Defending Freedom Organization, announced on Monday that it will challenge the manga, which can be found in Florida middle schools for its violent and sexually explicit content. The organization's national communications director, Kristen Huber, said, "We should all be able to agree that violence towards teachers and explicit sexual content is not something that schools should be glorifying or promoting, especially on taxpayer dollars." Florida's HB 1467 bill went into effect last July, and it requires school libraries to only include books pre-approved or vetted by a holder of a valid educational media specialist certificate from Florida's Department of Education. The Elmbrook School District in southeastern Wisconsin added 5 books from the series in its e-library starting with the 2021 to 2022 school year, but removed it last month after a parent raised concerns that the district might be promoting gun violence against teachers with the series. Elmbrook's Director of Library Services, K. Coepsi Benning, said the claim is inaccurate. Another parent raised concerns about the depiction of violence and the sexualization of minors in the series. The series is also challenged in Pender County in North Carolina, where it was described as a work that educates students on how to kill their teachers. In Richmond, Virginia, House Bill 1379, which requires school principals to keep a catalog of all audiovisual content and keep track of which books contain sexually explicit content in the school's libraries and make those information available to parents, passed the House of Delegates in February and is now up for debate in Senate subcommittees. Delegate Tim Anderson, who sponsored the bill, cited the Assassination Classroom manga and said he took issue that the series is available in some school libraries. Another weekly Shonen Jump manga, Death Note, faced similar complaints in 2000s and 2010s. The American Library Association's Young Adult Library Services Association named the manga among its 2007 top 10 great graphic novels for teens, and the ALA cited the manga in its Banned Books Week 2010 campaign to raise public awareness of such challenges. And I'm gonna keep it real. For many, many years, I've been one to defend. I've been one to say, like, yo, leave the manga alone. That's not cool. What are you doing? But considering we're in very, very tough times where it seems like, I don't know, that this country is going wild, where there are a lot of cases of a lot of very bad things happening at schools, I am not completely against taking extra measures and extra precautions to young minds that some people, you know, some of these kids, regardless if you feel like by a certain age, these kids should have the mentality to be able to discern fiction from reality and not be influenced by it. There's a lot of kids that are influenced by a lot of different things. And I know people are like, no, what are you, but it's the truth. There's a lot of impressionable kids that they can't, especially for whatever reason in this day and age, distinguish fiction from reality. And it's not that far off from the fact that like music influences people to act a certain way. It's not that far off when some stuff are just basically impressionable to young minds. So while personally I know ever since I read Assassination Classroom, I never had a thought in my mind like, yo dog, I need to pull up with the AK to teachers. We are in a very sensitive time where, yeah, if that is something that'll put some of these teachers at ease, because I just read a story like 3 days ago of a very horrible incident of a child doing some very horrible stuff to a teacher, can't say that I'm completely against the idea of removing media that might inspire kids that don't have the mentality, don't have the mindset to distinguish some of these things from, you know, real life. Maybe this isn't the worst thing in the world. At the end of the day, you really want to read Assassination Classroom, go, you could check it out online. I'm sure Shonen Jump has it for you. You could buy the books on Amazon. If you're, you know, on your Mugiwara stuff, then you know, if you know, you know. Like, there's a million ways to read it. I don't think necessarily it has to go through school libraries. And again, if it will put some of these teachers at ease so that they could better instruct and feel a little bit safer in general at the school districts and whatnot, I'm not completely against it, I'll be honest. And you might feel like that's a you know, safe way, like, oh God, Fenev, why you, like, no, it's just the reality that there's too much horrible things happening, and I would hate, absolutely despise, for something to come out where, you know, another tragedy strikes, which, God willing, it won't, but, you know, we've been seeing a lot of horrible things happening, and they start blaming a manga, like, oh, he really read Assassination Classroom. That right there would trigger a very harsh response to a lot of other things that definitely don't deserve to be banned, to get banned. So, taking a little precaution like this in a couple of states like Florida and Wisconsin, it's a slippery slope, right? Because then at the same time, if they get this win, then the next thing they could be like, well, what about this one? And what about that one? And what about this one? So I'm not 100% withstanding, like, yo, ban these books. But at the same time, I understand the logic behind it. So I guess I'm going to pass it off to you guys. How do you feel about the situation? Do you think that manga such as Assassination Classroom that have, you know, again, it's an alien and he's going to destroy the earth, but in terms of, like, you know, the contents of pulling out a gat on your teacher, do you feel as though these are the type of things that need to be banned, removed from certain locations, again, like school libraries, or your overall thoughts on that one? Again, I feel like they're going to get access to these books anyways at the same time because it's readily available, but yeah, it's tough. You let me know how you feel about it. Moving forward, an update for Ranking of Kings fans. Now, I believe the new season of the anime, or whatever the heck they're about to air, because it's not really confirmed exactly what it is, that this new anime that's coming that's going to be side stories or whatnot. But yeah, Ranking of Kings has had some issues, honestly, just globally in terms of, like, the manga's release in particular. For example, there was the whole big thing of the misspellings, mistranslations that went on, that it was, like, apparently really poor translations for the manga over here in the West, if I'm not mistaken. So that was already a big thing, but now it seems as though Ranking of Kings by Sosuke Tuka will go on hiatus for a while. No return date announced. So Ranking of Kings is going on hiatus, which I feel like is a horrible thing considering the fact that the anime is coming out right now. It would be the perfect time to strike while the iron is hot, so to speak, and keep the manga going so that a lot of those anime watchers can jump over and read the manga. So I don't know exactly what's the logic behind that other than, yo, dog, we made it. We two seasons and we made it. Let's take a break, fam, which I understand that aspect because absolutely, especially again in the times that we're in, mental health is very important. And if an author needs a break, if that's the case, absolutely take the break. And just in general, a break can spawn some of the most incredible ideas, some of the most greatest things possible. So let's see what this does. But yeah, Ranking of Kings going on break, which means that, because technically this anime season that's coming right now isn't like a season 2, but that also means that the real season 2 that will continue the story won't be coming for a while if we have a very long hiatus with the manga. But again, only time will tell. We'll see how it goes. Moving forward, Rick and Morty fans. Now, it was reported a while back that Rick and Morty is getting an anime adaptation, which is super bizarre because if you've ever watched Rick and Morty, you know that there is just like multiverses upon multiverses in it. So not even bizarre, maybe that's the wrong word I'm thinking of, but essentially this could very well be canonical to the actual Rick and Morty and just, oh, this is anime world, anime dimension of Rick and Morty, kind of how Rick and Morty have, you know, traveled through different dimensions and seen different dimensions. This is just another one of the dimensions in the world of Rick and Morty, but we got a visual of it and we got some insight to read. Let's jump straight into it. Let's start off with the visual. And honestly, looking at this visual right here, Rick and Morty, the anime, the art style doesn't look that far off from the actual, you know, animated cartoon. Like, it just looks maybe a little bit more rubbery-ish. It looks like Sakuga is going to be very easy to do because of the art style. It looks, I would argue, maybe even more simplified than the cartoon, and the cartoon is very simplified, but probably Morty looks more off model or more different than, you know, the cartoon version of him. I hate saying that, but, you know, the normal version of him. Aside from that, it looks pretty much straight up like Rick and Morty, just slightly different, like if somebody else drew it or whatever, but it doesn't really look anime per se. But again, we'll see when it comes out, but let's jump into a little bit of insight in this article about Rick and Morty, the anime. Our first look at Rick and Morty, the anime, has been revealed. A collaboration between Adult Swim and Telecom Animation Film, the anime series is in the works at HBO Max, the streaming service set to be rebranded as Max upon its merger with the Discovery Plus streamer. On Wednesday, HBO unveiled tons of new looks at various projects coming to the cabler along with its Max streaming service, and among them is an image of Rick and Morty, the anime, showcasing the anime versions of Rick Sanchez and his timid nephew, Morty. You can view the image below. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Rick and Morty, the anime, was ordered at Adult Swim and HBO Max last year. It was noted at the time that the anime adaptation will serve as a standalone series, as it won't be directly connected to the ongoing plot lines of its parent series, although it will use similar themes and humor, but it still technically could be connected, but they're trying to differentiate the IPs, I guess. The series order also came after there first had been anime shorts, Rick and Morty vs. Genocider, Summer Meets God, Rick Meets Evil, which had been a hit with fans of the show. Director Takashi Sano from The Tower of God returns for the series after directing the shorts. And shoutouts to this dude, Takashi Sano, because if he also did Tower of God, it means that he's been trying to do other properties outside of Japanese stories and turn them into anime, because Tower of God was a Korean manhwa. Now he's doing Rick and Morty. This dude is going to make a big name for himself if this Rick and Morty anime is just as, if not more, successful than the original Rick and Morty. But again, we'll see. Sano noted in a statement at the time, the multiverse straddling exploits of Rick and the gang pose challenges to the family bond, but they always rise to the occasion. It's such a life-affirming sight, and Jerry is no exception. I am honored to have been given an opportunity to tell a new story about this amazing family. I hope you enjoy their adventures. And there you have it, Rick and Morty, the anime incoming. Again, the art style looks pretty much the same for the most part. It just looks like when the Sakuga hits, it's about to hit way harder than anything you've ever seen. It's going to probably be like some of the most iconic battles in anything, because that's usually how it goes. And honestly, I'm kind of hyped for this. I haven't watched Rick and Morty in a real long time, but when I did watch Rick and Morty, I had like a massive addiction to watching Rick and Morty. Like, I think I stopped right around maybe the end of season 3, I want to say. Like, season 3 had just wrapped up, and I ain't gonna lie, I was massively addicted to it. So I know whenever I revisit Rick and Morty, it's gonna be bad, especially with this anime right now. It's gonna be bad. I'm gonna be like, I gotta put the Rick and Morty down. But either way, we'll see. Rick and Morty, yeah. Moving forward, fans of Resident Evil, in particular Resident Evil 4, you're gonna be overjoyed to hear that it was very successful. Resident Evil 4 remake game sells over 4 million units. Capcom announced on Friday that the remake of Capcom's Resident Evil 4 game had sold more than 4 million units worldwide. The company also reported that the Resident Evil franchise as a whole has over 135 million units in cumulative shippings as of December 31st, 2022. So that stems all the way back to Resident Evil 1, the breakout Resident Evil 2. I want to say Resident Evil 2 is where the franchise started to explode with popularity, when you had that double disc of Leon and, was it Claire Redfield, I want to say? And then 3, you had Jill Valentine. And then 4, you had Leon again by himself this time around. And then 5, I don't know, it just started going into Gears of War or something. The game released for the PS5, Xbox Series, whatever, and PC. I ain't gonna lie, I'm so unfamiliar with Xbox at this point. It's like, which Xbox is it now? On March 24th. Damn, wait a minute. So from March 24th till now, it sold 4 million copies already? That's crazy. Okay, no. It says the remake sold more than 4 million units worldwide. Okay, I was going to ask if they're combining old sales of Resident Evil 4, but I think it's just the remake. Hopefully, they're not playing this. The game has a reimagined storyline and a new graphical art style based on the company's proprietary RE engine. Capcom, of course, released Resident Evil 4 for GameCube and later PS2 in 2005. I played the crap out of it back in the day. The company has since ported... No, I'm lying. I'm lying. I don't think I played that for GameCube. I want to say I played it on the Wii. Maybe I'm off on that. The company has since ported the game to PS4, PS3, the Wii. Yeah, okay. Wii U, Xbox 360, Xbox One, Xbox... iOS and Android devices and PC. The game shipped on Switch in May 2019. The game received a new virtual reality version for the Oculus Quest 2 headset system in October 2021. The game story, of course, follows Leon Kennedy as he tries to rescue the U.S. President's daughter. My day with the President's daughter. Remember that Disney show with Will Friedle? Or it was not a show, it was a movie. Yeah. Next up, by no means am I trying to promote this. I want to repeat, by no means am I trying to promote this. Not only am I not sponsored by them to do this. Ultimately, I don't want to promote it, but I did want to talk about it because I find it to be an absolute riot, and also at the same time a signaling that, yeah, anime is continuing to be on the rise with collaborations, because this time around, Meek Donaruz, aka something that is horrible for your health, like just really bad, don't, but either way, McDonald's is teaming up with One Piece. McDonald's Japan teases a hunt for the One Piece. It's time to set sail for the One Piece with McDonald's Japan. The fast food company today teased a collaboration with the huge multimedia franchise that spawned from Eiichiro Oda's popular manga series. While details are scarce at the moment, the official McDonald's Twitter account teases the collaboration with an image of Gold D. Roger's famous line that kickstarted the pirate age and Luffy's voice all scrambled. And then they actually put out a teaser of it where they kind of like did some imagery of, I want to say it's like the first opening of One Piece, and like Luffy jumps up and you see the M for McDonald's. Again, I ain't pushing McDonald's personally. Like, there's plenty of ways, like, I don't know, cook at home or something like that. That'd be great for you, to be honest. But yeah, I guess it's kind of cool, and I'm sure, especially over there in Japan, if they put like, get these Luffy toys exclusives, people are gonna run and grab those. Because I kind of think back to, I think it was Burger King back in the day, had these like Dragon Ball Z collaborations where you would get like these, it would look like it was straight up gold, obviously it wasn't real gold, or like silver figures. I wish I still had them, and I wish I still had them in the packaging, because I can only imagine someday those things are going to be worth mad cash, and this is probably going to be like, that would be the reason I would go if they had that over here in the West for like this One Piece McDonald's collab. That would be the only reason I would go to McDonald's. I'd go and get a bottle of water and a couple of Happy Meals, toss out all the freaking food, and take those toys and save them. Like, that's what I would do, to be honest with you. I just gotta keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout outs to do what you want to do. I ain't trying to tell nobody what to do, but yeah, just get the toys and scram, and maybe get a bottle of water while you're at it. Or you could get a big pack of water for like a lot cheaper. I don't know. I'm just trying to give some good advice. Let's carry on from McPeace or One Donald's or... yeah, Berserk fans, I think you're going to be pretty excited for this, especially if you follow the manga, which I've made it a declaration that at some given point here in the near future, I am going to finally catch up to Berserk so that I could enjoy the remaining chapters. I've been thinking about it for a long time because my mindset used to always be like, fam, I'm just going to never catch up to Berserk, so that way I always have a pool of chapters to read whenever I feel like it. But with the passing of the late, great, and I got to stress great, Kentaro Miura, I kind of feel like it'd be pointless at this point to just wait around. I just want to jump into it already. So I'm probably going to be catching up to Berserk, and this is another good incentive because apparently Berserk manga is returning once again. First new Berserk volume since manga releases on September 29th in Japan. This year's issue of Hakusenshu's Young Animal magazine revealed on Friday that the 42nd volume of Kentaro Miura's Berserk manga will release on September 29th in Japan. A special edition version of the manga volume will bundle a Guts figure. Oh my god, I need that. The issue also revealed that the magazine will have a new chapter in the magazine's combined 9th and 10th issue on April 28th. So yeah, oh my god, I didn't look closely enough at the article to realize that there's a special edition version of the manga volume that comes with a Guts figure. I want that so freaking bad. I think I'm gonna have to order the Japanese volume, baby. Let's go, Berserk! But yeah, people, if you're hype about reading some more Berserk, the manga is returning, and again, it'll be in the 9th and 10th combined issue April 28th. So look out for that. And they got, of course, a whole bunch of sad info about Miura passing May 6th, 2021. Wow, we're less than a month away from the anniversary, 2-year anniversary of Miura passing. And I hate even saying about anniversary, like, you know, it's a sad thing all around, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, the anniversary, like, anniversary is something like to celebrate and stuff like that. And I guess we celebrate his life and his work that he created with Berserk. You know, he's an absolute god of manga, so to speak. But yeah, rest in peace, Kentaro Miura. And Berserk incoming yet again. Although, in case you don't know, Berserk, the latest chapters are all done by, I think it was a blueprint that Miura left, but his, you know, assistants that he was creating with Studio Gaga, they're the ones handling the art, which I've seen some of the art, looks pretty freaking good. Story, if it was left behind by Miura, great stuff there as well. So we'll see how it goes, but yeah, I need to catch up, man. I want to be up to date with Berserk, maybe do some reactions or something like that in my other channel of you know, when new chapters drop. We'll see. Moving forward, Black Clover fans in particular that are excited for the upcoming Black Clover movie that is headed towards Netflix and I think Japanese theaters as well. The Black Clover movie, Sword of the Wizard King. Well, apparently, they have a little bit of faith because a lot of people are saying that, yo, they don't got no faith for Black Clover, fam. There's no faith for this Black Clover movie. That's why they're putting it on Netflix, which I would throw the counter argument that, sure, it's not getting the big release in theaters, but fam, it's heading towards one of the biggest streaming platforms in the world, Netflix. Like, that's a very big deal. There's been plenty of movies that have debuted outside of theaters on streaming platforms as well, and they're like huge movies. So just got to throw that in there, and they're putting some muscle behind it. They delayed it, which hopefully means that they're putting even more work into making sure the art and animation is solid. Like, yeah, but there's a little bit of a treat there, and I think for fans that wanted to own something, wanted to be, you know, feel a little bit more inclusive to the Black Clover movie, this might be something you could import, and maybe they'll bring it over here eventually to the West as well, because apparently, according to this, it says Black Clover Sword of the Wizard King anime film gets novel adaptation. The official Twitter account Ayuki Tabata's Black Clover manga revealed on Monday that the Black Clover Sword of the Wizard King anime film will get a novel adaptation on June 9th. So ahead of the... Oh, wow. Wait, when does the movie come out again? It's June 16th. So a week before the movie comes out, they're going to put out a novel that's going to essentially spoil the plot of the movie. Let's keep reading. Let's just make sure we got all the details before I make an assumption. Tabata is credited for the original work and is serving as the novel's chief supervisor and original character designer. Ataro Kuma is the novel's author and Johnny Onda is in charge of the scenario. So let me just double check. So wait, it's getting a novel adaptation. So a week before the movie comes out, you're going to be able to know everything that happens in the film. That is so, like, that sounds like sabotage. That literally sounds like they're trying to sabotage the movie or give an excuse if it doesn't do well. Because, like, hey, they spoiled the plot or something. That is terrible, horrible idea. Whoever came up with the idea to do that, shame on you because you know what you're doing. Shame on you because the moment that novel drops, the Japanese, here's what's going to happen. The Japanese are going to scan every single freaking page or they're going to get the digital version. Yeah, I don't think we need to scan anymore. They're going to buy the digital version and somebody that knows English is going to immediately fast forward to the end and translate the last few pages so that they could spoil the ending of the movie and then go back and translate the entire thing. And within a few days, way before the movie comes out, you're going to know everything that happens in this film. Who? What? What? That's horrible. I ain't gonna lie. That's absolutely terrible. I don't know why they would do that, but Black Clover getting an adaptation of the upcoming movie a week before the movie comes out, therefore will spoil the plot. That's stupid. Flat out stupid. Stupidness! Like, maybe I guess they're thinking and they're of the mindset of, well, people ran out and saw the Demon Slayer movie and that was from an arc of the manga that was technically spoiled. But one of the big things about this whole movie is that, yo, dog, we've been waiting years. This was announced on March 31st, 2021. We've been waiting over 2 freaking years for this movie. Just leave the suspense at this point. Why would you do that? No! Whoever made this decision, I'm wagging my finger at you. Shame on you. It is what it is, though. Yeah. Moving forward. It seems as though Cartoon Network has an obsession with their Teen Titans Go cartoon because, well, let's read this article. Cartoon Network will celebrate Teen Titans Go's 10th anniversary. I can't even believe it's been 10 years, but yes, I can because I remember it was 2013 where I made my video saying, yo, Cartoon Network, what are you doing making this Teen Titans Go bullshit? We want more of the original Teen Titans series that was on. Like, what are you doing? It will be celebrating the 10th anniversary with a takeover airing over 400 episodes all week long starting April 24th at 9 a.m. So essentially for a week straight, Cartoon Network is Teen Titans Go Network. And a lot of fans pointed it out because when I first read this, this was exactly what came to my mind is that what changed? Like their schedule has literally been for the last, I don't know, 10 years pretty much, maybe a little less because it didn't start off like this at first, but they've been for the most part damn near 95 to 98% of their programming has been Teen Titans Go. So them doing this is like, oh, so to celebrate it, you're going to do absolutely nothing. I don't know, man. Teen Titans Go, I get it. It's really, really popular. I get it that a lot of people that were against Teen Titans Go originally because they missed the Teen Titans eventually said screw it and they went for Teen Titans Go. And I also get that apparently like a lot of 29-year-olds and on watch Cartoon Network for Teen Titans Go. But yeah, They have an obsession with them ratings that Teen Titans Go brings. And whenever those ratings finally drop, they'll stop, because I remember Nickelodeon used to be the same way. I don't know if they still do it now or not. I haven't had cable in ages. Don't want it. Don't need it. But I remember SpongeBob used to be the same way. And it was like, can you put the sponge down for 5 freaking seconds, dog? You know what I'm saying? Just like, chill, chill. But yeah, Cartoon Network ain't chilling for nothing, because every day starting April 24th, all day long, they just nonstop. Yo, you ever thought about Teen Titans Go? Hey, how about some Teen Titans Go? Yo, we got some Teen Titans Go, dog. 400 episodes. Ooh. Well, if you enjoy it, at least you're going to be happy about it, right? Like, you'd be like, yeah, 400 episodes, yeah! Music lovers alike, this one is for you, because it was for me, too. Hey, I like that. So, apparently, if you haven't been paying attention to the music scene, you're probably thinking that, like, yo, dog, nothing sells no more other than digital streaming. Everything is digital streaming. Nobody buys albums in any form no more. Well, apparently, vinyl is doing its thing, and you're probably shocked. Like, vinyl? What? You know, the big black records? Those things are still selling? They're selling a lot, and they, for the first time, have surpassed something that has not really been selling that much, or so you think. Let's read this real quick. Vinyl has officially surpassed CDs in sales for the first time since 1987. Probably one of the earliest inceptions of CDs coming on the market. Vinyl is once again selling more than CDs, and a lot of that is due to it being retro. I see a lot more vinyl records at like Walmart and stuff like that than I even see CDs. So that is very, very interesting to note for upcoming artists in general. Like, if you want to sell some albums, maybe put them on vinyl. I think it also gives a little bit more, because, you know, vinyls are like really big, right? And then the artwork and stuff like that gives like a real, like, just imagine with a manga volume, right? Like, you get either a Viz Big or you get the little edition. A lot of people want those Viz Bigs for the beautiful art, you know, and these big glossy pages and stuff like that. A vinyl record, just not only is it retro, but it's unique and it's cool. And if you buy a vinyl player, like, you could get them for damn near like $30, damn near steal at this point. And you could just buy them on vinyl, and it's something different. Like, I get it. A lot of people are like, well, what's the point if you could do it on streaming? It's the experience. That's something that a lot of people and kids alike don't understand, the experience. People will never understand, and I'm sure at least one person watching this can agree with me, you won't understand the experience of going to like a Blockbuster or a Family Home Video and, you know, going through the aisles and looking at the new games and new movies that are out right now. It was the experience that you would get, and the same applies to this. It's the experience of buying the vinyl, taking it out of the, you know, packaging, pulling the vinyl record out, looking at the credits, looking at the artwork, having it to display there. It's kind of like collecting anime or something like that. So I think it's a really dope thing. More artists should release. I don't care if you're independent, I don't care if you're major, take this and take note. Maybe not CDs. Maybe don't go the CD route when you're releasing your project. Maybe vinyls. Maybe try something else and don't only think about streaming, because streaming doesn't bring much but pennies. It's mainly the streaming companies that are profiting off of that. Maybe you could release your project on vinyl. They're selling. They're clear. The proof is in the pudding that vinyls are selling even more than CDs. So take that with what you will, and best of luck to artists that are watching this, and just in general, if you're a consumer only, might want to pick up a vinyl player, a record player. Like, it's pretty dope. I've got one right over there. It's right there. I'm looking at it right now with Michael Jackson's album. Thriller! Thriller! Okay, yeah. Stop, Tim. Relax, Tim. Tim Roosevelt! Shonen Jump manga fans, hey! They doing it again! Hey! They did it again! Hey! Yeah, you're probably like, what did they do, dog? What did they do? What happened? Well, they canceled another one this time around. They canceled the manga Ginka and Gluna, and I've seen a lot of people upset about this one. Like, occasionally there's those manga that get canceled that people are actually really up in arms about. Of course, there was the Hunter's Guild Red Hood. Of course, there was Samurai A. Of course, there was a few different ones out there that this has happened, but I've seen a little bit more than usual people saying, like, Jump, that's bullshit why you did this, because they just canceled another manga like a week or two ago, and now Ginka and Gluna has been another victim to the never-ending revolving Shonen Jump axe. They went, whoosh, it's done, over with, capiche? So yeah, there you know, Shonen Jump continuing to cancel stuff, although it was to be expected. I told you guys this a couple of weeks ago, that Shonen Jump got 4 new manga incoming. They're bringing in veterans, they're bringing back the 2 authors of Shokugeki no Soma. They got a manga, they're bringing back Fujimaki, the author of Kuroko no Basket. He got a new manga incoming. They got a lot of new players incoming, so some people gotta go, and unfortunately it was one that people were really, really pissed off about, and that's Ginkan Luna. But welcome to the Red Hood Club. club, you dig, you feel me, you smell what Tim Roosevelt is cooking.
Remember the name Tim Roosevelt. Hey.
Quick update for fans that want a little bit of that Attack on Titan in their Fortnite. Hey, all one of you. Attack on Titan X Fortnite collab launch brings ODM gear and Thunder Spears to the island. The Attack on Titan X Fortnite collab is heating up with the arrival of ODM gear and Thunder Spears along with version 24.20. Players can now unlock the Eren Jaeger outfit in the Battle Pass, and Captain Levi and Mikasa Ackerman outfits are also now available via the item shop. Equipping omnidirectional mobility gear lets players grapple in the air and strike opponents from above, replicating the actions of the Attack on Titan series within Fortnite. If you're just learning the ropes, there are even Titan targets on the island with which you'll be able to test your ODM skills. Meanwhile, Thunder Spears are retrievable from the ground, chests and scout regiment footlockers allowing you the ability to heavily damage enemies and blast through armored structures. I ain't gonna lie, the trailer looks super cool, but I'm just like, yo, if it was a different game, like, but it's Fortnite, bro. Like, how old is Fortnite at this point, and how long has Fortnite been out? And yeah, I never really got into it like that, so it's like, cool beans, you know, like when they put Gohan and Piccolo in there, when they put Naruto in there, when they put all these characters, I'm like, it's cool, but I'm just not a Fortnite fan. It's still just, in my opinion, for the kiddos, even though the kiddos is older now. Like, my kids was playing this back in like 2017, 2018. We're in 2023 now, dog. Like, and even they're not really playing it no more. Like, I don't even see my nephew really up on it. Like, he was one time for the Dragon Ball and that was it. But yeah, if you're interested, Attack on Titan meets Fortnite. Yay! Okay, people, let's slow it down with the Weekly Shonen Jump and Weekly Shonen Magazine author comments. Always a treat. And I think we got double Weekly Shonen Magazine author comments, so let's start taking a look at these. We got Tia, I believe he's the editor for Blue Lock, a very goated sports series. "Tis the season for new encounters this, you know, this year. Any girls interested in hooking up with Tia should ride to Gokokuji. My place is in Osaka." Yo, this guy is an animal, bro. We got Hiro Mashima, author of Eden Zero, Fairy Tail, 100 Years Quest, all that good stuff. "At the recommendation of a friend, I bought a small potted plant. It seems this plant is called happiness." Ooh, can I get that plant, dog? Yo, what is, oh my god, imagine that's the metaphor and it means that he started lighting up trees. You dig? You smell me? Like, you know, Mashima's productivity is either about to go sky high through the roof or it's about to go dropping down, or he might be in the middle, we don't know, but it's gonna be funny to be watching Hiro Mashima on YouTube being like, "Yo, dog, pass the blood, you know what I'm saying? I gotta draw this chapter right now." I'm just joking, fam. Relax. Kei Urana, author of Gachi Akuta. "I love Bayonetta. Bayonetta is a fun game. Bayonetta is fun, fun, fun." We got Yoshitoki Oima, author of 2 Year Eternity. "It feels like there's a jinx on me when the date to renew my license approaches. Last time, I about almost died." Okay. George Morikawa, author of Hajime no Ippo. "I got lost in the Tokyo government office because the building is so huge." Why was he at the government office? What the heck? And then we got double, like I said, Weekly Shonen Magazine author comments. Again, we got Kei Urana. "I'm pleased to report that I've made a full recovery after stabbing myself in the food with a mechanical pencil." I think they meant foot. And ouch, yikes. George Morikawa again, Hajime no Ippo. "It's my fault Wanjiro became so strong." I feel like he was talking about Sanji and somebody else combined. Wanjiro. We'll roll with that. Muneyuki Kaneshiro, author of Blue Lock. "I know it's important to know when to be satisfied with what you have, but I can't help thinking I want more." I like that. Never a bad thing to want more. Nagabe Suzuki, author of Four Nights of the Apocalypse. And again, being grateful is the most important thing, though. It's a balance. "I feel like my editor H. Gata worries about the little things too much, or am I, by noticing this, the one who is too fussy about needless things?" Alrighty then, stop drinking. Hiro Mashima, author Beaten Zero. "I got a Uma Musume DVD now to watch and learn from it." Yeah, I bet, huh? You got blunt in one hand and you got your hand with the other hand, like, ah! And we'll close off the Weekly Shonen Magazine off the comments with Negi Hataba's Ranger Reject. "I have to go into a zen-like state so that I can feel most free of intrusive thoughts when drawing kaiju." Okay, I could imagine that'd be a pain in the neck drawing those giant-ass monsters, yeah. Now let's take a look at the Shonen Jump author comments. Let's see, we started from the top. We got Tenmaku Cinema by Yuto Tsukuda, and there's another author. These are the people from Food Wars, but they only let one of them make a comment, I'm guessing. "We got another series. Please enjoy this journey with Shinichi and Tenmaku." I actually did a live reaction of that bad boy. It was very different, and pacing-wise, not what you would expect from a Shonen Jump manga. We got Blue Box author Koji Miura. I lent my umbrellas to a family, but when they opened it, some scissors fell out. Why? I'm so sorry. What the f- We got Undead Unluck, Yoshifumi Tezuka. I love the music from Gundam Formula Report 0122. The Act 1 battle theme is my favorite. Cool beans. We got Eiichiro Oda, creator of One Piece. It's the first time in 3 years that I had a strawberry picking barbecue, and I got a Galarian Zapdos through a lucky trade. What a happy day. Oh, happy days. We got Marshall Magic and Muscles, Hajime Komoto. I love tracksuits, and I love sandals. I'm happy that it's sandal season. Okay. Jujutsu Kaisen's Gege Akutami. A perfect spear can be made with the Eclipse tool by pressing shift while dragging the shape out. Good to know. Hey, if you're watching this and you're an artist right there, a perfect sphere can be made with the either ellipse or eclipse tool by pressing shift while dragging the shape out. Now you know if you didn't. Akane Banashi's Takamasa Moe. I'm expecting great things from FC Tokyo's Banagande, who was selected for the Japanese national team. Cool beans. Sakamoto Days author Yuto Suzuki. I bought AirPods. The noise canceling is amazing, but wearing them constantly makes me tired. Interesting. I've never heard making you tired before. We got Assassination Classroom / The Elusive Samurai's Yusei Matsui. I'm trying to create a Takauji Ashikaga, who is the coolest, creepiest, and closest to the real thing. Why not? Miroboko Shuhei Miyazaki. I love Daiji Morohoshi Sensei's Shiori and Shimiko series. I'm nowhere near close, but please read this chapter. Why not? We got one of my favorite newbies, or my favorite newbie of Shonen Jump, the Ichinose Family's Deadly Sins by Tyson 5. Lately, there are hot days and cold days. Please enjoy chapter 20. I agree. I think like a chapter 2 behind now, so I gotta get back on that, but shout outs to Tyson 5 and Ichinose Family Deadly Sins. That shit is so gas. It's so good, it's crazy. We got Ginka and Gluna. To those who supported me, those who sent me letters, and those who read my manga, thank you. Very, very sad times. I hate when an author has to go out like that, but come back. People really love your work. You know, keep going. Don't give up. We got Seraph of the Ends, Takaya Kagami. Pollen is intense. I can't dry my futon very often. Alrighty then. World Trigger's Daisuke Ashihara. I'm taking a break next issue to work on the Japanese Tanko. Thank you for participating in the Twitter special event and for the Valentine's gifts. And no, thank you for continuing on. You are constantly ill. We know that, but we respect and appreciate you putting in the work and continuing to return with more World Trigger. I may not be up to date and stuff, but from what I watch on the anime, I kind of enjoyed it. And I salute and respect this author immensely. Like, great stuff. We got Blue Exorcist Kazue Kato. Because of all the backgrounds, I needed 2 months off. I nearly didn't make it even with 2 extra months. God damn. Alrighty then. And then we got Takeshi Oba, author of Shouha Shoten, also Death Note. Artist. He's also the artist of Death Note, Bakuman, Platinum End, and this is like a gag series that he got going on in case you didn't know. I'm so happy there's a new sweet potato dessert store that opened nearby. And there you have it. Those are Weekly Shonen Magazine, double dose of it, and Weekly Shonen Jump author comments. Always a treat. Shout out to Joseph_Kev for providing the Weekly Shonen Magazine. And we will close this episode off with the top 50 best-selling manga of the week, courtesy of Joseph_Kev. Pretend there's a piano. Joseph_Kev. Let's see, we got 50 through 41. It starts off with Blue Lock Volume 11, 12,879 copies this week, bringing in 663 total. So the Blue Lock effect is still in effect. My Dress Up Darling Volume 11, limited edition. So there's going to be a regular edition. 13,000. Oh, wait, no. No, this is an old volume. Yeah, it's 2020. Interesting. 30,000 total. Blue Lock Volume 1, another 13,000, 824,000. That thing needs to hit a milli already. It's been too much Blue Lock love. I'm just saying. Got my words tongue-tied and everything. I'm not too familiar with any of these other ones, being honest. I mean, Isekai Oji-san looks kind of cool. Kind of cool. Dun-dun-dun-dun. 13,800 this week, 74k total. Let's carry on. Places 40 through 31. We got some more Blue Lock, episode of Nagi, Volume 2, 15,000 this week, 126,000 in 18 days. That Blue Lock effect, baby. Let's go. I like the name Trillion Game, Volume 6, in 4 days, 15k. And that looks like it's a reporter or something. Maybe it's April from the Ninja Turtles. Yeah. We got Yojo Senki. Is that Twin Exorcist? I might be off on that. 9 days, 38K total, 15.8 this week. Then at number 32 and 31, we got Blue Lock, volumes 20 and 19 with 16K apiece. Madness. Blue Lock really taking in. Well, who's those two? Is that the dude that cheated them? I'm talking about volume 32. I want to say that's the dude that cheated. But yeah, awesome stuff. Or not volume 32, I'm sorry. Volume 20, place 32. And then we got places 20 through 11. Blue Lock, yet again, occupying places 20 and 19 with volumes 12 and 13. 18.9K apiece. Yo, these covers are sick. I ain't gonna lie. They sick, sick covers. Dope stuff. Then Blue Lock again at number 14 with volume 22, 19.7, 455,000 total. Kaiju number 8, volume 9, finally hitting 400K with 20.8 this week. That anime needs to come already because the hype is dying down. I see it with the sales. They need to get on with it already. I'm just saying. And we're still another year away. It doesn't come out till next year. Maybe it'll be winter season. Maybe it's not that far off. We got Oshi no Ko, volume 11, in 17 days, 114K. I'm going to say that Oshi no Ko sales are going to go skyrocketing because I haven't watched it yet, but everybody keeps on saying, oh my god, I was blown away by watching that first episode of Oshi no Ko. I keep hearing about how great it is. I might actually watch it live on stream or something later this week, but yeah, Oshi no Ko, volume 11, 114K in 17 days. Not bad at all. Then we got top 10. We got Sousou no Frieren in volume 10 in 18 days, 235,000 with 26K this week. We got Blue Lock yet again with Raichi doing the cover. is that the latest one? Yes, the latest volume of Blue Lock volume 23 at number 8 with 31,578 sales, 311,000 total. We got Record of Ragnarok volume 18 in 14 days, 145,000, 37.2K this week. We got A Certain Scientific Railgun volume 18 in 7 days, 39.7. That is a very popular one. I can't believe there's still more Cardcaptors coming out. Cardcaptors, a mystic adventure. Cardcaptors, a quest for all time. With volume 14 of Clear Card Arc with 40,000. Wow. In 3 days, 40.8. Cardcaptors is still popping in Japan. Holy smokes. Then we got One Piece and Jujutsu Kaisen still in there with their latest volumes. Volume 105 of One Piece, 44.5 in this week. Damn, it's been out for a month and some change and it's still doing numbers with 1,645,000. And then Jujutsu Kaisen volume 22 at number 3 with 55,603 this week, bringing its total to 1,173,000. So yeah, neck and neck with One Piece. I like to see it. And number 2, Honey Lemon Soda. I still think it's the most like simplistic name in the world. Volume 22 within 10 days, 109K. Okie dokie. And then number 1, My Dress Up Darling Volume 11 in 9 days, 186K with 105K this week. Seems like a light week, like not much sales other than My Dress Up Darling. Like My Dress Up Darling is the only volume to sell over six figures this week. Very interesting. But there you have it. Those were the top 50 best-selling manga of the week, courtesy of Jose_Ke. Yeah. That's all I have for this one. I'm Forever World, and as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule:
anime and manga
for life, boy.
Have an awesome day. Peace, and you guys just watched another episode of
Forever News.
Have an awesome day. Subscribe and hit that bell if you haven't already. Go ahead. Do it. I have a dream. Alone in my room as I sit with the tea. Couldn't possibly think what I often see. And you don't even know how I often blink. Lights be flashing and looking at me. Such an odd unique. Yet I'm so unique. And you're looking at me. If the walls could talk, they would probably bleak. And I'd probably say, get the fuck off me. Thought I'd change it up a little bit for the outro this time around. Like you get an acapella. Have an awesome one.
I have a dream, alone in my room as I sit with the tea. Couldn't possibly think what I often see. And you don't even know how I often blink. Lights be flashing and looking at me. Such an odd unique, yet I'm so unique. And you're looking at me. If the walls could talk, they would probably read bleak. And I'd probably say, bitch, get the fuck off me.